But you've described the cattle industry early on, probably till about 1973 in there. The cattle industry of the Old West probably died about that time.
And well, it's hard to say, actually when something dies, because, you know, it's always fairly gradual that these things happen. And even though there's been a lot of changes, a lot of things pretty much stay the same. And one thing is the successful people in the production end of the cattle industry in our part of the country are the people that really learn to take care of the resource. And our resource is grass. And we try very hard to keep in mind that our bottom line is that it's the grass that we produce that we make our living from, and that we certainly have to preserve and take care of the resource, which we're very, very fortunate to have this beautiful cover of blue-stem grass that renews itself every spring. And if it's managed right, it is truly a renewable resource that comes back every year, renews itself every spring. And we know that with proper management, we can produce a minimum of 100 to 120 to 30 pounds of beef per acre per year off of that native grass with very low inputs. It doesn't require the fertilizer and so forth that cropland does. So as long as we do a good job of managing that basic resource, blue-stem grass, we can make a good living.
So you're better at feeding cattle today than way back when?
Oh, no question. For instance, when I graduated from Oklahoma A&M College, now Oklahoma State, in 1955, as a cow-calf producer, they talked about a two-way calf. In other words, a calf that you could sell directly off of the cow. At that time, there were at least 400 beef packers that only killed calves located in the southeastern United States alone. Today, except for veal calves, there's virtually no calf slaughter whatsoever. All of them are fed, and that's one reason we don't require near the size cow herd we had back then, because for instance, in 1955, one of those fat slaughter calves, they called them, it'd weigh 600 to 650 pounds when it went to the packer to be harvested. Well, today, you know, the average slaughter weight is probably 1250. So it's 2-to-1. It only takes one to replace two. So you don't really need near as many cows as you did back then. And the efficiency all the way through the chain is much, much better. It used to be that in the feedlot phase, it took at least 8 pounds of feed to produce a pound of beef, and it's 5.4, or I'm not sure exactly what it is today, because it keeps getting lower. But we've been pressed really hard on that, because the poultry and pork industry have done really a better job with feed conversion than the beef industry does. However, we have one big advantage over them, and that's the fact that at least half of the carcass weight of a beef animal is produced on roughage that can't be used for anything else. And the grain part of it only comes in on the other 50% of that product, whereas both with poultry and pork, it's 100%. They're raised from conception to harvest on a concentrated ration. So beef does have that advantage, And, of course, we like to think that it just tastes better anyway. So.